Kim does.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching at hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls. We go to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Evening, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line.
Okay, last hour you were talking to this guy about money, and I wanted to reiterate, you actually brought up one of the points I was going to bring up at the end, that if his currency was competing with other currencies that had value, people would most likely use the currencies with value rather than using his.
Right. He was talking about a currency that would be a fiat currency, but it would be sovereign in that it would be issued by, I assume, an independent organization that would not be government related. And he used baseball cards, which are, in fact, they're basically a commodity in the same way. And he said as much as gold and silver, except that they're they don't have the uses that gold and silver do from an industrial and
they're paper, and they're created by people using certain resources like paper and ink and things like that. So there's a certain amount of effort.
And the value of a baseball card is no more than what a person is willing to pay for that baseball card.
Well, that's true with gold and silver, but it's there's more of a foundation there than there is with baseball cards, because the company that issues the baseball cards could decide to become rich by printing more baseball cards.
Right.
Well, one of the things that this gentleman said during the course of the conversation that caused me to call was he was talking about what they would do with silver if there's not enough to go around. He said, would you measure it in milligrams? And one of the things that I learned recently was in this area in Illinois, back in the early 1800s, before 1850, there was a very tight supply of silver, and it was used as money. And they did, in fact, take silver rounds, and they had tools, they had instruments, and they would measure 1/16th or 1/32nd of a silver round, and they would cut slivers off of the silver rounds as payment for very small and expensive things.
Absolutely.
So human beings are very innovative and very intelligent, and yes, they might. If you had something that was worth a very small amount, and you were an industrious entrepreneur who wanted to sell stuff, and you were using silver, you might take little tiny grams or milligrams of silver. You might buy an instrument that can shave a small amount of silver off of a coin. And use that.
The ease of creation, you're absolutely right, and you certainly could do that, because it shouldn't freak people out, even if you were going to have milligrams or ounces or pounds sterling or whatever it might be. You know, the name, the pound, comes from the weight of what something was way, way, way back, the pound sterling, and all these different types of things. They came from actual weights for the currencies, and it's very interesting to see, because you can have a very tiny amount, as long as that was organically agreed to by people within the marketplace as being something that was valuable. They can use that as a medium of exchange, and they can say, well, you know what, I will ask for X amount of grams of silver for my services. The thing about it is that if it's very difficult to get this particular commodity, as you know, then that helps it stabilize. If human beings can create these things very easily, then there's really no way to be able to control the value of it.
It's not scarce.
It can be devalued all the time. It's like that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy thing. At a certain point, these people from another planet, they crash land on Earth, and they've been stuck there for over a year, and they're trying to figure out, they're having problems with their currency because they're using leaves as currency. So they realize that it's led to hyperinflation because its leaves are so readily available. And so what they've decided to do is go out on a mission to basically revalue their currency, and they're going to burn down all the forests. That's the absurdity of it, you know? So it's the same thing with the baseball cards. And really, you get a better baseball card cipher if you have something like gold. And you add the human element of, let's say, beautiful drawings, beautiful pictures, and things like that. That makes it even more valuable. So I don't see why he's so reluctant to move over to the specie currency.
Matt, any other thoughts?
Yeah, especially since, you know, there's a historical basis for it.
Yeah.
And people have used it in the past. Why shouldn't use it in the future? In the past, it was, you know, the economies ran just perfectly fine on them. So why not into the future?
Yeah.
Now,
thanks, Matt, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Gresham's law says that
bad money chases out good.
Bad money chases out good, right. Which is sort of the opposite of what we've been saying here. How does Gresham's law fit in with this competing currencies that are sovereign kind of thing?
Well, if you've got competing currencies, different banks issuing currency, redeemable for certain stores of gold, and they can, if they want to, have fractional reserves as long as people go and they find out what are your fractions. Do I think your investments are risky or not risky? I'm perfectly fine with legal, private, fractional reserve banking if the banks are transparent, and they would be in a private marketplace.
You're an Osbornian.
I am definitely an Osbornian, my friend. Definitely. The precedent has been set by Osborne. But, what you have is with these competing currencies is the good drives out the bad in this case, just like good products drive out the bad products because there's competition and people don't want bad products.
So now, why? I guess I've heard Gresham's law before and have never understood it. I know that essentially that people will hoard good currency and spend bad currency.
It's what I do. I mean, I don't spend my silver.
Right.
Generally,
same thing with me. It's all within an environment of government.
Right. It would have to be in the area of government where someone is forced to take something as currency because I can't imagine a fiat currency with no backing working in an arena. Although this gentleman says that it did, it seems very odd to me. These tally sticks or whatever, they worked when there was obviously gold and silver around.
I love Ian's suggestion before the break. Hey, you know what? You introduce your baseball card style fiat currency and have it compete against other ones, and
let the market
see what
happens. Right?
It's not a problem, and what you'll find is. It's inevitable. What you'll find is that which holds and retains its value and does not fluctuate that long will be the currency to which people turn.
What about the interest example? I feel like I've been hung up on this before, and it's kind of a tricky question that he was asking. I don't think that anybody, either of you, have really answered it. You've got this gold-backed currency, mm-hmm. and the bank is going to lend you 100 ounces of gold, and they're going to say, yeah, okay, well, you got to pay this back in a couple of years' time, and you got to pay us back 110 ounces of gold. Where obviously people
and
can buy new gold.
And because the bank is then getting more money back than they lent out, that at some point they're going to manage to have all the gold everywhere, or at least enough gold that they can they will then be able to release it on the market at a higher rate and be able to make money or something like that. You know, if you can control...
They'll get all the gold.
That was part two of the question, but the original question is, well, where does the extra gold come from in order to pay off the interest? If there's only X gold out there in the marketplace, how can this... I mean, yes, gold can be mined from the earth, but where does it come from besides that to
pay off
the gold?
Well, that's really the answer, is that, you're talking about, there'll be different commodities that people have, mm-hmm. and they'll fluctuate. The fact is the value of gold to silver does fluctuate, and you'll see that interest being sucked up in those fluctuations. It'll disappear, unlike with fiat currency as it currently exists today. And like you've said, we're not talking about just gold-backed money, or gold money. We're talking about gold and silver and bananas and rhodium and everything else out there. People exchanging things of value.
Right.
Bearer bonds for, the exchange of, a busload of clams or whatever it is that they want to get. So, and obviously banks have to charge a certain amount of interest because they pay a certain amount of interest in order to have the money to loan. So, and they have to keep their lights on, and they have employees who then will be borrowing money from different places and lending money, because when you put money in banks, you're lending, so it all goes around in a big circle.
There are a couple other things. I don't know if you want to go on after the spot, but also there will be an increased demand for gold, there'll be more profitability to look for gold. And in addition to that, even as the banks call in the loans from these other people, they're going to be more demands from more people in the future for more loans.
800-259-9231 is the number. You're welcome to chime in on this or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center. With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including updates You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You know that email is not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. Privacy.com. PrivacyHarbor.com, excuse me. I have an email account there. It is easy to use.
1-800-259-9231. Still talking about financial matters, specifically currency, what things will be like in the realm of private market-based competing currencies, this sort of fantasy land that we all have versus the current reality of the government debt-based fiat currency. And one of the issues that came up last hour, and we've sort of just been continuing discussion of various different aspects of this, was the question of the interest situation. You know, if one of the major currencies is based in gold, and the bank loans out X amount to you and says you've got to pay us back X plus Y, you know, in interest, well, where does that extra money come from if there's only so much gold out there in the first place? And I'm having a tough time with this, so let me see if I can translate what you guys have told me here. If the bank lends out 100 ounces in gold and says you got to pay back 115 ounces, and that is done, then that means that bank has that extra gold that's on hand, meaning it's not really necessarily out in the economy at that point. So therefore, the gold might be actually more valuable as a result of there not being a lot of it out there, meaning that they won't have to loan out as much of it the next time they make a loan, which means they keep loaning less and less of it because the value increases.
You get a couple things that happen. For every time the bank loans money out, the money is not just going into the hands of the particular person who's starting the business. That person will then send the money out to other people and so on and so forth. And as long as the banks are issuing productive loans and to productive businesses, what you'll see is the banks will get repaid. But it's not like David said where the banks are going to get all the money, because now there's been new value created. There have been new ventures started. The money actually can get you more, and other people have the money now. More money has been spent around and sent around to all these different types of people than what that particular bank had. So what happens is when the bank calls in its loans, it'll get back what it got. And now the productivity of those ounces of gold, what those ounces of gold represent,
it's gone up.
Yeah, it's gone up.
Because it's real money and it's not based on debt. And so out there in the economy, people are creating new products and services. The wealth pie is continually increasing.
Exactly. The pie is expanding.
What gold will purchase would be more at that point because of competition and production and increases in productivity, the prices of the products might even be going down as well to where that ounce of gold buys more at that point than it did prior to the loan being actually initiated.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. Absolutely right. And what will end up happening is...
And why would they want to hold on to it when they could loan that back out and make more interest? I mean, so what's the interest in the bank to hold it, to hoard that gold?
It's not going
to
happen. And the idea was, well, they could get all the gold and then they'd go and buy everything. You know, they'd go and buy up all these businesses and so on and so forth. Well, yeah, but they could just give loans out and continue to give loans out, and the businesses could do what they do best, and then the banks could just continue to make loans.
Right,
to
and banks aren't going
to
end up with all the value any more than any other company would end up with all the value in the world, because there will be other banks competing against them.
Right.
Essentially, you could say the same thing about lawnmowers. If I could make lawnmowers and I was the only person making lawnmowers, I could sell my lawnmowers at anything I wanted. My lawnmower now costs $20,000. Soon I will have all the money in the world. It's foolish. Somebody else is going to make a lawnmower.
Or I'm going to go out with a pair of scissors and just start clipping people's lawns.
And one of the key things that you got to remember is if the bank is handing out a loan to a business, that business wants to make sure that as the years pass, it can make more of its product or do more of its services for less productivity.
That's their interest.
Exactly.
Sure.
With productivity gains, they beat their interest. They're getting back. They're getting more for what they're selling, more than what they got in their loan. They're making their profit. But in addition to making their profit, they want to increase their profit by greater productivity. As you get greater productivity, it'll cost people less to be able to buy the products. This is a great piece. If people can find a short pamphlet, I mentioned it off the air to the guys, it's called Less Than Zero by George Selgin. Selgin wrote it. It was published by the Institute for Economic Affairs. Go to the Institute for Economic Affairs website over in the UK. It's great, and he talks about how if you had a private banking paradigm, you could actually see decreasing costs for things, and it wouldn't be deflation per se. It would be productivity gains allowing you to get more for your money, not less for your money.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, so that adds
a goal. We can see some of that right now. I mean, because the marketplace is so powerful and so amazing at reducing costs of creating
computers
products and services. You can see it in computers.
All
you can
kinds
see
of
it
things
in various different products that are cheaper today than they used to be 20 years
right.
ago.
Now, what? Oh,
this
sorry.
Is the thing that this is the true redistribution of wealth in the most fair fashion. That you always hear about the socialists redistributing wealth. This is the way that instead of inflation concentrating the wealth at the hands of the people at the top of the pyramid, and those people are essentially bankers and politicians, the wealthy and the politically connected. You'll see people incentivized instead of to spend, which is what with inflation you're incentivized to spend. With deflation, a small amount, you'll see people incentivized to save.
And
by being able to save, they will then have control of their lives and their money, and they will build wealth, and you will see a real redistribution of wealth.
One of the key things to remember in Selgin's paradigm, which is very, very important, is as you get those productivity gains, your coin, your ounce of gold or whatever, begins to buy you more, mm-hmm. right? So therefore, if you're going for a loan, you don't have to go for as big a loan to get what you needed to get before a year before. You can actually get lowering, decreasing interest rates with a productivity increase because people don't need as much of the particular commodity to get what they had gotten the year before.
So it makes doing business easier and even less risky.
Exactly.
Let's go to your phone calls. Cliff is on the line in Florida. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Guard and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey. What's on your mind, Cliff?
All right. Same conversation that you guys were just talking about. I have to disagree with you on one thing. Well, a couple things, actually. First thing is, I think gold is as fiat as any other currency, because you could find more gold, so therefore, or any government can say, from now on we're gonna go ahead and use gold as our standard, so therefore that makes it fiat by definition. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about is when you take a look at currencies. So one of the things that I thought about to kind of try to use a stable currency is, instead of using one thing like gold, for instance, which I think if you were to use just gold, if all banks were to say, okay, we're going to go ahead and use gold, what would happen is, yeah, you're going to have a huge, there will be a huge gap between the rich and the poor. Because of the fact that, again, if it's going to be based on interest, we're going to get to a point where the rich are going to have money.
Well, isn't that what's happening with Walmart? I mean, except that they have competition.
I want to get back to this. Hang on, Cliff. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. I'm not sure I understood his question.
I'm not sure I understood my answer. It wasn't well articulated.
More on the way here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version, dial-up version, a webcam version, all available free to you at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. And if you love liberty, then you should check out Bureau Crash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureau Crash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com and learn more. That's bureaucrash.com. As we go back to Cliff in Florida, talking about the realm of fiat currencies versus the market-based competing currencies that I think those of us who like the idea of wealth and freedom would like to see someday. Unfortunately, today we still have a fiat system wherein the government decrees that by threat of force you must use their dollars. And somebody did email to point out, as I think we mentioned, that Gresham's Law only applies in a situation where you have a fiat legal tender. So if you don't have a legal tender or this mandatory governmental issued fiat currency, then it's true that good money will chase out bad in the absence of the mandate to take the bad money.
Or you could have a specie currency that's controlled by the government but is devalued like they did in Rome. Either they bimetallize it or they do some sort of clipping of it or something like that, and then people will hold on to the non-clipped coins and they'll use the clipped coins.
So Cliff is back with us in Florida. Cliff, you were making a point and you didn't really have much time before we had to go to that hard break, so go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, let me try it again. I always get nervous whenever I call you guys, so let me try it again.
We get nervous when you call us, too.
here's what I'm really thinking about. here's how it builds a currency. I'll try to make it as organic as possible and try to make it as stable as possible, meaning that you have things like, you know, hard metals, gold, silver, platinum, whatever you want to use. At the same time, you use other commodities such as corn and, you know, beef or cattle or whatever else. You know, basically, it would be something like, imagine instead of trading, you know, dollars, you're trading S&P 500 notes or something, you know, or S&P notes or NASDAQ notes. It would be something like that. The reason why I think it's better to have an unstable currency, not fully unstable, but naturally unstable, meaning that you never know. You might have a cold year and you have some, you know, cattle die, therefore the currency devalues a little bit. The reason why I think it's a good idea is because, like, just like everything else in life, you know, everything is organic. You start a business, it may fail, it may succeed. If you have a currency that's too strong, like I was saying before, like what Mark was saying was kind of where I'm heading to, is you have a situation where, like, you know, well, you have a business that becomes a Walmart, and you'll have other businesses that will, you know, at one point Walmart will be so big, and we're not there yet now, but Walmart will get to a point where it's so big that it pretty much owns all the other, you know, most other branches or most other grocery stores. Kind of like how we only have, how many banks now? 12 banks in this country.
Yeah, but that's not really analogous. It's an interesting theory, but it's not really borne out by history per se within a competitive marketplace. And the unfortunate problem is many people look to examples, and the examples that they cite are not within competitive marketplaces. So, go ahead.
No, I agree that, you know, what I'm saying, I don't think it's ever been tried in history, but I think it's probably one of the best currencies that you can imagine, because again, you can have, you know, a situation where you can have extremely poor people and extremely rich people, and of course, you know, you're better off being a banker because, well, if you hold gold, then you're guaranteed to never go broke. You know, as opposed to if you put, you know, that a little bit more instability in the market, where, you know, pretty much you just gotta be careful about what you're investing, and you can't be, you know, too much into any one thing. It creates more of, I don't know, to me, it makes it more organic, and it makes it more.
I understand what you're saying, but frankly, you know, one of the key things for a marketplace is the idea of stability, the idea of predictability, whether it's tax cuts and businesses with short-term tax rebates, businesses aren't willing to hire new people or something like that. If you have a trend for productivity increases and you've got the valuation of your currency buying you more, that's something predictable, and you don't really want to have these natural catastrophes fluctuating things.
Well, you never know. I mean, somebody could uncover a new mine of gold that had never been discovered before.
It happens.
There's still unpredictability there.
Absolutely.
Well, a mine of gold. But, I mean, please, getting a big, huge vein of gold, the biggest one we've ever found ever, is not going to inflate the currency like the Federal Reserve has.
No, no.
I mean, it's not going to do anything like the government has. Well, yeah, you know, so there's a certain amount of that in gold, in that people right now, gold's going down to some extent. I mean, it's up, it's down, but it's gone down to some extent because people want to buy food and pay their mortgages rather than buying jewelry. So
that's the problem, though. I wouldn't want to do a business with a bank that had only gold. And again, the reason why is, you know, the reason
banks
why
would have a lot of different options.
Or just, let's say, precious metals, period. The reason why is precious metals, like you said, throughout history, precious metals have only become more and more valuable. So the reason why I wouldn't want to do business with them is...
That's not true.
That's why I've mentioned bananas every time I say a private currency backed by something. I'll say gold or silver or bananas, because the fact is, you know, you'll likely see all kinds of different private currencies backed by all kinds of different things.
But the claim, Cliff, that you just made isn't necessarily true. The claim was that precious metals had become more valuable over time, over history, and that's not really true. I mean, you were saying the other day, Mark, you could still buy a nice suit of clothes for an ounce of gold today as you could buy, you know, hundreds of years ago. Yeah, the production quality might have increased on the product, so to that extent you could make the claim that it is more valuable, but generally it's pretty much held its value. If you're looking at its value denominated in fiat currency, then it will appear as though it's become more valuable. I mean, $800 today, whereas it might have been $300.
And here's something else you guys are missing that I think a lot of people that are in our position, you know, miss a lot. People that are in the freedom movement is, we understand how these things work, but unfortunately there are a lot of people out there that have no idea how money works. And what will happen is, you know, they will get a, you know, I mean, again, it's going to happen in any market, and there's nothing you can do to prevent it. But if you're dealing with people that only have, you know, let's say, for instance, hard metals, and they're taking advantage, you know, it's great because you're making money as they're making money. But they in turn are using the money that they're making and using it to kind of cheat, you know, poor people out of their money. Because if you're not educated, if you don't understand these things, it's easy to get fooled.
No, it's really not. Because the fact is, people will organically, as Gardner likes to say, naturally, it is their nature. They will figure it out very, very quickly. Because, well, they'll be getting cheated out of their money, and there'll be other options there as far as currency and competition. And they'll say, oh, those people aren't getting cheated out of them. I'm using the baseball card currency, and I'm going to stop using this crap.
Yeah, but they can always offer you a reason why you'd want to use, you know, their currency. For instance, I own this big plot of land. I allow you to live on it, you know, da 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 da. So you know, I just think it's not a good idea generally. I think it leads back to where we are right now. In other words, I see it as being stable for a long time, but I think eventually it will lead back to right where we are again. And that's the reason why I take a look at the Liberty Movement.
What's going to lead us back to where we are now is a metal-backed currency. A currency is available in a private marketplace.
Believe it or not, yes.
That's not possible because you can't inflate that. You can't inflate those currencies like you can putting on the printing press.
No, that's the thing. It's not really a matter of inflating. It's a matter of impoverishing a certain population. And it wasn't even
impoverishing a certain population.
You're taking for granted that people will continue to be uneducated about money in a world where money is competing, and that's simply not so. You see now, currently, in 2008 versus 1988, you see people that know far, far more about computers than they did at that time because computers have become far more relevant. You see RAM, people know how much a gigabyte of RAM, apparently I don't know enough, but a megabyte of RAM or whatever is versus DRAM and, you know, hard drive space and what megahertz are and things like that. The people have at least a cursory understanding. So you're assuming that the public's going to stay ignorant when in fact they're not.
Right, when you've been taken for a ride once.
Take a look at us now. We're using dollars. How do we get to use dollars?
You know, because the government will shoot you if you don't take government.
It's legal tender.
They will put you out of business if you don't take them
But there was a point when it wasn't like that, and they got us to where we are now. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Roosevelt confiscated all the gold. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, all your golds are mine. And he came and he took them, and he would have put you in jail if you didn't give them to him. It's the force of government, man.
Thank you, Cliff, for the call tonight. I appreciate the conversation. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line in a private marketplace, in a true free marketplace with private competing currencies. There's no way you could get back to the situation we have today because it's just a completely different realm. Today we have one agency issuing a mandatory crap can currency and forcing everybody to use it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Hey, GCN listeners. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget.
If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Probably not time for your call, so I'm not going to give you the number. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, you can learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different options there. Many of them completely free, a few of them very low cost, like printing out flyers, for instance. We also have vector graphic versions of our logos. You can make your own graphics up if you want. All of that all over there for free at promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, Dustin is on the line in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin.
Hi there, guys. I just wanted to make a comment on what had mentioned before in a true gold-based or silver-based or some kind of metallic money-based system, how if the banks are loaning out money at interest, how they're going to end up with all the money. Yeah. And I just want to say I disagree with that concept completely for a couple of reasons. It fails to take into account the time value of money.
Right.
And what I mean by that is if the bank doesn't operate in a void. It has its own employees that it has to pay. It has shareholders. And they're this is a return, and that's going to be money that they get from the interest in their profits. They're going to go paying their employees that are going to go to paying their shareholders, which is going to go right back into the market. So just like any business, they're not going to be able to take the profits and completely set it aside and never do anything with it, which is, I think, kind of what some of the previous callers have been implying.
It's absolute nonsense.
That's just the point I wanted to make.
If that were so, then what you would see, because we essentially we have free markets. They're closer to free markets in many other industries in the world. You should be able to see that particular phenomena at play in every other industry. Banking is essentially in a free market. Banking is all it is. A place where you put money, and they make loans and that kind of thing. I mean, they don't create money like they do currently.
You're exactly right. That's exactly what the problem would be in our current system. Where they're just creating it from nothing and then basically enslaving us by having us pay back money that they didn't put up anything for. But if they're loaning their actual money, they are losing out on opportunities, as was said earlier.
So they definitely should have
the ability to make something off of that.
Right, precisely.
So they have to be very judicious about who they loan to in that particular realm because they could be missing out on something better.
Exactly.
Right, that's exactly right.
Did you have anything else for us?
That's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Dustin. Great. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Rich in North Carolina. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, gang.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening from the beginning, that is to say, the beginning of this evening. Anyway, I heard you say something about the 1933 gold confiscation.
Yes.
Well, I understand that that was never enforced. Nobody ever went to prison for the failure to turn in their gold.
But they did turn in their gold. They did turn
it
in, right?
Indeed. Yeah, most people.
Most people contribute to Social Security too, under the fear of what the government will do. So the fact that the government doesn't whip out a gun and shoot you in the head, the very fact that they could is frightening to most people. I do not contribute to Social Security because I know that I do not have to. However, people write me all the time here saying, "How do you know? I'm scared. I can't. What? Who? Social Security? I gotta." So I mean, it's a fear factor too.
Right. And what about, you said something about how we're obligated to accept the U.S. dollar?
When I say we, I think what I was trying to get across, and if I failed a bit, I'm sorry, is a business. If you decide to open a business on Main Street and you say, not taking Federal Reserve notes here, you're not going to stay in business.
Well, you're not likely to stay in business.
Well, because they'll shut you down.
Law that says that you have to take the U.S. dollar.
That's why it's called currency,
legal
tender for all debts, public and private. It's one of the few laws you know about because they print it on their money.
Right.
You don't think the feds would come in and shut down a business that was only doing business in trade? Like they would only take silver and gold and stuff like that as opposed to Federal Reserve notes? You don't think they would be shut down?
Well, I don't know if they would be. I don't know if there's any proof of that.
Well, it's probably because no one's ever tried it. No one's ever had the gumption to try opening up a storefront. I mean, number one, as you say, it would be difficult because everyone would want to pay an FRN, so it would be very difficult to get business, to do business. But even if you had people that were doing business with you, if word got out that you were not accepting Federal Reserve notes, there is the chance they could come in and force you to shut down. I mean, that's what the legal tender laws are all about, to force people to accept this valueless currency.
Well, I understand that's true throughout history. By the way, not only would it be difficult to not accept dollars, U.S. dollars, but the fees and taxes have to be paid in U.S. dollars.
Yeah, how are you going to pay your water bill? How are you going to pay your power bill? So, yeah, clearly you're going to have to do some level of business in Federal Reserve notes.
Right. Okay, and well, I'm just not aware of any compulsory power on the part of the government that you have to receive.
That's my understanding of what legal tender actually means, is that it is compulsory, and it's just that, you know, we've just never seen an example of somebody that tried to flout that.
I'm certainly not going to turn down FRNs.
There you go. Thanks, Rich, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. You know what? We actually have a little time for a different story here.
I want to say that FRNs are Federal Reserve notes if we didn't make
that
clear.
Thank you, yes. The greenbacks. Yes. Any other comments on this monetary issue, gents?
No. Other than the fact that people have tried alternate currencies and they're usually shut down by the feds.
Let's talk about prohibition. The story here, I didn't get a chance to get to it over the weekend, so here it is from Reuters Health, New York. Policies that rid Maine high schools of sugary drinks seem to have had little impact on teenagers' overall intake of sugar-laden beverages, according to a new study, which compared four high schools that eliminated soda and other sugar-sweetened drinks from cafeterias and vending machines with three schools that did not take the same measures. Researchers found that over one school year, students in both groups of schools cut down on their average daily intake of sugary drinks, but there was no evidence that the school soda bans actually led to greater reductions. The reasons for the findings aren't clear, and the study doesn't mean that getting sugar-laden drinks out of schools is a waste of time, say the researchers. The lead researcher, Ms. Blum, said that she would not conclude that such school policies are ineffective based on these findings, and I mean, they only did look at a handful of schools. Students' consumptions of sweet drinks did go down, she told Reuters. The study just failed to find a statistically significant difference between schools that cut back on the sweetened beverage and those that did not. So apparently, just the general trend is that kids are getting healthier, with or without the schools pulling the sugary drinks. So the kids at the schools with the sugary drinks still are drinking less sugary drinks, is what they're saying here. Several limitations might help explain the finding. One is that students were followed only for 9 months, which might not be a long enough period to see substantial effects. Another is the study included only high schools. Similar policies may be more effective in younger school children, as they have less freedom to buy sugary treats on their own.
The study, published in the Journal of Nutrition, Education, and Behavior, included four main high schools that had banned the sale of sugar-sweetened drinks, with the exception of one school that allowed sports drinks to remain in vending machines, and the schools replaced these beverages by selling more milk, water, and fruit juice. Blum's team surveyed 235 students about their daily intake of sugary drinks at two time points, the spring before the policies took hold and 9 months after they'd gone into effect. The researchers gave the same survey to 221 students in high schools that kept selling the soda. On average, the study found students at both groups of schools curbed their intake of sugary beverages to a similar degree over the school year. So according to Blum, keeping such drinks out of teenagers' reach during school hours may not be enough. She says it appears to be just one source of sugar-sweetened beverages for the youth, you know, considering they can just go down the street to the 7-Eleven and buy whatever it is.
You know, here I thought there might be something positive to say, hey, they followed up a really dumb idea with a study to see how dumb the idea was. But now they're just expanding it to say, well, you know, maybe we've got to go further and get into people's private lives.
Right. Maybe we should mandate that all 7-Elevens and convenience stores restrict their sales of sugary drinks to young people. Maybe you have to be over the age of 18 in order to purchase a big gulp.
You know, the answer to this is quite simply, how do people raise their children? I had a girlfriend whose nephew, the grandmother would, just curry favor with the child, would give him supposedly watered down soda. But I watched this on a regular basis, and it wasn't even watered down soda; it was regular soda. Mm-hmm. And not that it mattered in the first place whether it was watered down or not, but give the child soda when, you know, he could be having juice. Not that apple juice is significantly better. But it's better. Or you know, milk or water or whatever, and could, you know, these patterns are established to some extent for a lifetime. So, you know, it's how is the child raised? I don't think the school gets the children early enough for it to matter. And the scary part about that is they know it too, so they want your kid at birth.
Earlier, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm glad my parents raised me in a household where there wasn't a 24-pack of soda, you know, in the fridge at all times.
I was raised that way, and I generally have about a soda a day.
All right, well, it's Benny Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online between now and then at freetalklive.com. And, of course, if they continue to ban sugary drinks, all you're going to see is that, you know, kids are going to be smuggling them in. They're going to be smuggling in six-packs, selling them at three times their regular value, and you'll just have an underground black market in soda pop. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!